Welcome to Grief Matters, a podcast that features conversations about life and death, hosted by Lori Opitz, Director of Bereavement at the Joseph T. Quinlan Bereavement Center. No subject is off limits and no topic is taboo. Please submit your questions about anything end of life, dying, death, and grief to KarenAnnQuinlanHospice.org/griefmatters.
Hi, everyone. Today, I'd like to talk about something called disenfranchised grief. And that is a specific type of grief, one that we don't feel we're entitled to have. It's a grief experience when the loss cannot be openly acknowledged, socially sanctioned, or publicly shared. Let me explain and give you examples. Like if the relationship is not recognized, such as a coworker, and say, well, it's just someone you worked with. What's the big deal? You know, you'll get a new coworker. It's not like they were family or anything, but actually we may be closer to our coworkers and have deeper, more intimate relationships and spend more time with coworkers than we do family. And it is definitely a loss to us. Sometimes friends or ex-spouses is a disenfranchised grief because people are like, hey, you divorced him. You know, how badly could this grief be? But actually, he was the love of your life and he is the father of your children, or she was the mother of your children. And you still have significant feelings and a mourning process that happens after they die. There are losses also that are not recognized, like a miscarriage. I myself had two miscarriages, and they were the worst days of my life. And it's not just mourning a baby that I never got to see or hold or name or raise, but it's the loss of a dream of what that child would have been and could have been. So you're not only mourning a child, you're mourning a dream. And it's a valid loss, but people will say things like, well, you're young, you can have more children. That is not helpful. Also, another example would be an abortion. Well, you made that choice, so why are you mourning? And there are a lot of reasons why we would be mourning, even if we believed it was the right choice. Just like with pet loss, that grief is disenfranchised. People are like, just get another puppy, just get another kitten. And that's not how it works. We don't just replace with a new animal and that makes us exempt from missing them. And with pet loss, it's also the fact that we are charged with, at their end of life, to make that decision to put that animal down. And when we do, and it happens, we mourn them and we second guess those decisions. Was it the right time? Did I do it too soon or did I wait too long? And even when we know we were doing the right thing, like divorcing someone, we can still miss that relationship. And when we have to put a pet down, we know it's the right thing, but we still mourn them. That is real and true. Another example of disenfranchised grief is when the griever is not recognized, like a very young person. Children are often called the forgotten mourners because they may not show grief symptoms or responses the way we do. And they may just cry and then go and play and have a little grief burst, and people will say, oh, they're fine. They're not grieving. They are. If you are old enough to love, you are old enough to mourn. That's the truth. Also, the very old. Oh, well, they don't understand what's happening. They're not really grieving. And again, it's not the reality. We can't put that on anybody else. The problems of disenfranchised grief is that the supports are lessened and the grief is intensified because we have less supports. So it complicates our grief because we don't feel like we have permission to talk about it or to share it. We may be exempt from funerals, or there may not be funerals, and we may not have the legal rights to make decisions on behalf of the person that died. So there are a lot of things that come up when it's a disenfranchised grief. We start with maybe your child's goldfish dies, and the parents may say, yeah, well, live longer than we thought. And it's just a goldfish. We'll just flush it down the toilet. But to that child, that goldfish was very important. And we need to honor that in the very young, all the way up to the very old, and including all of us in between. Whether it's important to somebody else or not, we're entitled to feel the way we feel. And so when we do the burial of the goldfish, and speak a few kind words on behalf of Goldie the goldfish, we are actually creating a very healthy grief world for the family, because you are not creating a disenfranchised grief where that child feels like my feelings weren't cared about. And I can't talk to my family because they're minimizing how important this goldfish was to me. So these little rituals that we can start with young children are very important and powerful. And it sends the message that your feelings are important, and we acknowledge that. And as adults, we don't always feel comfortable saying, you know what? I miss my dog more than I miss half of my family. And that's just the truth. And in order to help ourselves, we need to be honest and say, that's the way it is. And find people who are like-minded, or be courageous and say, I know you don't think this is such a big deal, but to me, it's really a big deal. And I'm having a lot of feelings about it. And see if you can get some conversation going about it so that your grief doesn't become disenfranchised and minimized and create other issues within you. Because grief that's not acknowledged or dealt with will have a negative impact. So speak your mind, be honest, name it. I'm sad, I'm confused, I'm agitated, I'm irritable, I'm feeling like I'm going crazy, I can't keep my mind focused on anything. Maybe I'm depressed. Actually, it's grief. Grief can mimic insanity and depression. But if you name your feelings, call it as they are, and offer them release, walk, talk, write, run, scream, cry, pound pillows, exercise, dance, whatever it is that speaks to your heart, you will be helping yourself in a healing and soothing and nurturing way. As always, thank you for listening, because grief matters.
If you would like more information on any grief or bereavement issues, including options for counseling, please feel free to call us at the Joseph T. Quinlan Bereavement Center at 973-948-2283, or you can contact us online at copewithgrief.org. Please remember to subscribe to the Grief Matters podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.